Canadian authorities had notified local law enforcement about a man named Michael Sean Stanley. He's a 48-year-old U.S. citizen with a history of sex offenses. Cindy West is with the King County Sheriff's Department. She said Canadian authorities said Stanley was a violent offender.
The individual had taken off his ankle bracelet monitoring system and had fled to the U.S.
But even after local law enforcement located him in Seattle, there was nothing authorities here could do.
Canada does not want him, so that means he doesn't have a warrant. So we have no reason or any lawful reason to pick him up and arrest him. He can be the most violent person in the world, but if he doesn't have a warrant out and he has not committed a crime, we can't arrest him.
West said she was not aware of anything like this happening before, getting alerted that someone might be dangerous, but not having the authority to extradite them. It wasn't until Stanley actually did something, in this case, being drunk and causing a disturbance in West Seattle, that police responded and were able to take him into custody. He was booked on harassment charges. Seattle police later received a call from a 16-year-old boy reporting he had been sexually assaulted by Stanley in West Seattle. Police plan to rebook Stanley on suspicion of assault. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.